Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Thiel at 10 begins right now. Brought to you by Larry Miller and Sick and Sleep. Of course, will be anyone's advertised price. Your mattress is free. We've got the high-low game coming at you, so keep listening for that. Hopefully, I'll give somebody 500 smackers. And we've got the news quiz for tickets to George Thorogood. I've got information you need to know about what's happening in Washington and the president's speech on Afghanistan. But first things first, number one, eclipse. In Southern California, the peak moment to watch the thing, if you have your glasses, is 10:21. I will run out because I've got my glasses and report back to you what's going on, although it's going on right now. And it's going from Oregon down to South Carolina. It's pretty amazing. So we'll keep you posted on that. What's going on? And also, if you want to see it and you can't get out of your office and you want to see it, go to facebook.com/KABC radio and you'll be able to see the internet version, which is still pretty stunning. Although, if you're right in the path, if you're right there, the path of the totality, as they call it, it's right there when it blocks the sun. You're going to go from daylight to twilight. You got the stars coming out. You got crickets chirping. And you get to see the sun's outer atmosphere for a moment. But again, don't look. I checked on the internet because I want to see how many people have actually gone blind looking at the sun. I couldn't find anybody that has actually gone blind ever looking at an eclipse, ever. But there is a guy, Lou Tomas. His name comes up everywhere. Lou Tomosoki, who I guess in the 60s, 62, looked at an eclipse and a blind spot in his one right eye, and he's telling people, don't do it. And we go, well, thank you, Lou. I appreciate that. So don't do it. Lou says don't do it. Interesting, in Native Americans, some tribes, like the Navajo culture, the passing of the moon over the sun is a moment when the sun is reborn. And tribal members take time out from themselves, no talking, eating, or drinking, no lying down. It's a big big moment for some Native Americans. Some, when the sun and the moon disappeared during the eclipse in the past, they were frightened that they displeased the gods, and they did something. Can you imagine that? I did something wrong. I must have done something wrong. How do I make up for this? But anyway, offices across America, people are going crazy right now and running outside. I mean, here, there's a hub of activity of people who want to go see it. We have a thing set up outside with some glasses. I saw producer Joe was helping some kid look at it. And it's funny because I looked at it earlier today through the glasses. And I had somebody that's working in the office next to us that goes, she said, I'm worried that the glasses won't work and I'll go blind anyway. Yeah, you're still hesitant, right? You know, you put the glasses on and you still go, what if? What if our station cheaped out and these are the unapproved cheap knockoffs? Anyway, I'll give you my take. You give me your take, 800-222-5222. Yeah, if you're looking and you want to call in and tell me what you're seeing, is it as stunning as you thought or is it not as stunning as you thought? It's really interesting because the moon is 400 times smaller than the sun, but it floats about 400 times nearer to us, which makes the two disks in the sky appear the same size. So it's pretty interesting how this happens and what they said animals kind of know the eclipse is happening before it happens. Look around at when you have your eclipse glasses on, the colors are going to be real saturated, supposedly. Shadows change, and the contrast is boosted. And you'll see a lot of crescent shapes, supposedly, in the shadows of the trees and bushes. So look around for all of that. Dino, have you seen anything yet? Did you like it? Was it cool? Yeah. Oh, and Dinos are made in USA, which is really, really nice. So let me know, 800-222-5222, if you're involved and you're looking at it and your business is going crazy because everybody's outside. People here, it's pretty exciting. It is. It's a hub of activity. First total eclipse in Oregon, and it's passing. It's swatch across the United States. It's swath across the United States is happening now. So something to be excited about. And, you know, it's funny, as a parent, my kids are adults. I mean, Robert's 20, and I'm still saying, I'm still texting him last night, don't look up, idiot. Because you just think, is there a shot that my kid is going to be that dumb and look up? Joe, producer Joe, actually made an eclipse box, which is kind of interesting, which is funny because I have one left over from high school, because I used to give it to girls who dated me, and I'd say the only way to look at me naked, if we ever get to that point, is through the eclipse box, because you don't want to look at me directly, or you'll get solar retinopathy, which is that blind spot. And if it lasts, by the way, if you do look up and it lasts more than a day, not a good thing. So, and also be careful with your cell phone because it can burn out a cell phone camera too. So the whole event started at 9:05. The maximum here is about at 10:21. And then the whole shebang kind of peters out, using my name, at about 11:44. So I'll give you a take on that. Jerry Lewis died, 91. And I was just talking to Doug about Jerry Lewis and how, boy, in the 60s, the early 60s, this guy at Paramount Studios could greenlight anything he wanted to make. That's how famous he was. That's how much money he brought in to the studios. He had open heart surgery in 83, prostate cancer in 92. Dependence on prescription drugs in 2003, a heart attack in 2006, and Dino comes in today and goes, "Did you meet Jerry Lewis?" And I said, "I'll tell you the Jerry Lewis story." So my whole life I've been obsessed with Jerry Lewis. As a matter of fact, in Philadelphia, I played in a band when I was a kid, and my drummer was like a jazz drummer, loved Buddy Rich, loved Gene Krupa, loved the older drummers, and we had a thing where we were obsessed with Jerry Lewis, and every year he would call me during the telethon, and he would bet whether Jerry would cry or not when he does When You Walk Through a Storm. And it continued. I moved out to L.A. I lost touch with Bruce and the drummer, and he would still call me during the telethon, and I always wanted to meet Jerry, and I became very good friends with Ed McMahon. So I used to go to the telethon occasionally with Ed and talk to Jerry, but Jerry was busy, he was working, and I never really had a connection. So one day, Bud Friedman from the Improv, who runs the Improv, calls me on the phone and says, "I know you're obsessed with Jerry Lewis. He's here tonight. He's taping comedians through the Improv for his, you know, he pre-tapes some of the telethon that he does every year. And by the way, he raised almost $2.8 billion. Amazing. So I tell my wife, cancel everything for tonight. I'm going to the Improv. We got it. We're finally meeting Jerry Lewis. And I get there and I'm walking up to the Improv and Bud Friedman is there with another guy, older guy, Jerry Lewis. And Bud goes, "Come up and meet Jerry." And I'm quivering. I'm excited. This is my childhood. This is a guy who's done genius movies. This is a guy who is, I've heard he's horrible to people. He's got such a mixed legacy, but he's brilliant. He's a genius. He's a true legend. And I walk up to him, and I don't know why I did this, but I start talking to him like Jerry Lewis. I said, "Jerry, I got to tell you, I'm for me, you happen to be the thing that you do. When you really do your thing, I really can't stop because you, when you say," and he's looking at me and laughing, and the guy next to him goes, "Hey, you're Peter Tilden. I listened to you on the radio," and starts talking about me for a second. And Jerry goes, hold on. "Let the boy finish talking about me. What are you interrupting to talk about him for?" And then I look in the street on Melrose Avenue in front of the Improv, and I say, "My wife is right there, wave. She's trying to turn into the parking lot, but she can't get in." And Jerry Lewis walks into the middle of Melrose and starts directing traffic like he's in a movie, with the hands flailing and yelling at people and hitting the car. Like, he'll hit the side of the car with his hand and then limp like it hit him. And he did it. He did shtick. He did a car shtick in the middle of Melrose for 5 minutes till she got into the parking lot. And then he proceeded to go on stage. He dropped the mic. He measures the mic so he knows when it's in his mouth, when he lets go, that it hits him in the groin. He did the whole thing. We let go of the mic, and it hit him in the crotch, and he put the water glass in his mouth, did the whole bit, talked about how the French love him, and he got the French award, and then he talked about being sober and sobriety, and then proceeded to sit down and drink an entire bottle of wine. So I have a baseball signed by Jerry Lewis that's unreadable because he had just finished an entire bottle of wine. But Jerry, watching my idol direct traffic in the middle of Melrose and just turn into that guy, that and you could tell he loved doing that, loved being that guy. We have a clip of one of the most famous clips was the telethon clip when Dean Martin and he had a falling out, and I've heard many different accounts of why they broke up. They were the most famous duo in entertainment history, and they were making in the 50s $5-10 grand a week. They're making $1 million a week at one point in the 60s. So much money. They were together for 10 years, and the rumors I heard were, A, it started getting under his skin that Jerry was getting all the credit, that he would show up places and people say, "Do you know where Jerry is?" It was always about Jerry. But number two, I heard when Dean remarried that Jerry's wife said something about Dean's wife that was unflattering, or the wife thing kind of got under it. And then the final blow was, there was a movie where Dean was supposed to play a cop. And he said to Jerry, "I don't want to be a cop. I don't want to dress like a cop in this movie." And Jerry said, "Well, then we'll have to get somebody else." And Dean said, "Then get somebody else." And boom, that was the end of it. So they didn't get together until Frank Sinatra surprised them at the telethon. and brought them out.
I have a friend who loves what you do every year and who just wanted to come out and say, would you send my friend out, please? Where is he? Will you turn him out here? Come here. And thank you. I think it's about time. We folks.
And he's tearing up. He's
we could whip the world without the guns of Navarro. There they are, folks.
It is amazing. The biggest comedy team in history, and they couldn't keep it together because, just like rock bands, where the stars end up hating each other, they went from obscurity. They started at a club in Atlantic City, New Jersey. They were put together. The mobster who owned the club hated their act, said it was horrible, so they threw out the act and they just started ad-libbing, and that's where Jerry became Jerry, and Dean got the role of the suave crooner, and they went on to be some of the most successful act in the history of show business. So Jerry Lewis, 91, pretty amazing career. I was just watching as I was preparing for the show, a ladies' man, and laughing out loud because he does some. It's stupid, it's lowbrow, and it's also smart, but it was funny. But funny is money, and Jerry Lewis for a lot of years was very, very funny. Again, the eclipse, if you want to see it, and you're stuck in your office, facebook.com/KBC Radio. I'll give you my take when I run outside and look straight up at it with these glasses. You give me your take, 800-222-5222. We're going to do the high-low game next hour. We're going to do the news quiz next hour, and I should talk about a couple of things that are very important. Afghanistan. The president's going to give the speech tonight about Afghanistan and his policy. And looking back, he said a lot about Afghanistan, but not so much when he was campaigning. He said it before he was campaigning, but it looks like he's letting General Mattis kind of review the strategy. They all met over the weekend and to discuss what they're going to do with Afghanistan. And you know, at this point, the Afghan government controls just half of the country, and there's corruption, there's infighting, and rumor has it we're going to increase the troops by about 4,000. So we'll know more tonight at 6 o'clock. He's giving an address to the country. I don't know if it's going to be that long, but it's going to be interesting to see who gets on board with his policy. It's still in Afghanistan. General John Nicholson comments suggested before the president said that he's going to increase the troops, suggested that he's going to be increasing the troops there, and said the commandos and the plan to double the size of Afghan special operations forces are critical to winning the war. Now, Steve Bannon, again, you know, not happy with the globalists who are in the White House at this moment, and he's back at Breitbart, and they're ready to go to war with those inside the White House that Bannon did not agree with. And it's really interesting because the president was asked about this USS John McCain collision that left 10 missing, and said this, and I'm going to tell you how the reaction was played out in Breitbart.
That's too bad. Too bad.
So he was asked about the collision, and his answer was, that's too bad, that's too bad. Now, he was getting on the helicopter, and you couldn't really hear that well, but it's interesting, people are taking him to task for only saying, that's too bad. Breitbart's article launches into the fact that McMaster failed to brief him and get him up to speed on the collision before the that's too bad comment, and it's McMaster's fault. So it's pretty interesting, the tact that already Breitbart is taking. And I'll tell you an important part, however, of Steve Bannon in the White House, and a part that I agree with, and Bannon, his input into this part of policy is going to be potentially missed, because I don't know who's going to take up the mantle. Joe in the Valley, good morning. You're on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Hi, this is Joe. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, hi. The story I heard was that because Jerry Lewis's wife, at the first wife, is very religious, and then she had become aware that Dean had having lots of fun with other women, so she didn't want to go date as twosomes, you know.
Ah.
Because she was just really annoyed with the fact that he was such a philanderer. I think that was a good part of it.
Well, yeah, that's what I had mentioned, that the wives didn't get along, and I knew that there was a comment made about Jerry's second wife, and I know that Dean's second wife and Jerry's wife did not get along either. So I think, and why, you know what, wives not getting along in partnerships can ruin a partnership big time, especially if there's already problems there. So Joe, before you go, did you take a look at the eclipse yet?
I'm out here. I don't see any birds. I don't hear any birds. It's a little dusky, not too dusky.
And though. You got your glasses on?
I'm not looking up at the sun.
Okay, good. All right, but you're outside.
Is this eclipse in honor of Jerry Lewis, by any chance?
Yes, the eclipse is honor Jerry Lewis. It's a big thing that we put together just for Jerry. Thank you very much. By the way, Fox, I don't know, did we pull off the Fox thing? Yeah, Fox and Friends, listen to, in honor of Jerry Lewis, listen to what Fox and Friends did. This is kind of pretty funny.
Tearing down the statues is not enough. Now they may be adding a disclaimer to the Jefferson Memorial that he owned slaves.
And the Great American Eclipse, just a few hours away. And Janice Dean is live in Greenville, South Carolina.
What?
Counting down and taking selfies.
What?
Yes, Ainsley, we're going to ask an expert if it's okay to take selfies during the Great American Eclipse. What do you think? Stay tuned. All of the details are coming up, bringing America closer together with the 2017 total solar eclipse.
They actually named it as if it's the American eclipse. It's the total American. Is that what she said? The total American eclipse. She actually branded it.
Tearing down the statues is not enough. Now they may be adding a disclaimer to the Jefferson Memorial that he owned slaves.
And the Great American Eclipse.
There it is. All right, here's the deal. We're going to take a brief break. I'm going to run outside and look at it because we're right there right now where it's supposedly at the midpoint where it's blocking the sun, and I will give you the report. You want to call me on that? 800-222-5222 is the phone number. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues right after this.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars above.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues again. Facebook.com/KABC Radio if you'd like to see the eclipse online and you can't get out of the office. I ran out there and it was kind of cool. It hadn't done total yet. It hadn't totally eclipsed. It's totally eclipsing in Idaho right now. But it was close and it was very neat looking through the glasses. If you'd like to talk about your experience, 800-222-5222. Breaking news, it looks like a Spanish authorities shot and killed this guy. I won't even attempt his name. I think it's Yonis Abu Yaqob, the suspected driver of that van that plowed into the crowds last week in Barcelona. This according to a tweet from the Catalan police. He was killed during an operation west of Barcelona. They said they shot a man wearing an explosive belt but did not immediately identify him as this guy. They are now. And apparently there are tons of roadblocks across northeast Spain. They're trying to capture this guy for since the incident. And he's a suspect from a 12-member Islamic extremist cell that staged 2 vehicle attacks. And they were also saying that house that blew up, they're planning a much, much deadlier attack. And it looks like what they were trying to do was load up a bunch of rented vans and take them out there and take out a lot more people. They found 3 vans tied to the investigation were rented with this guy's credit card. Police believe the cell members planned to fill the vans with explosives and create a real large, a massive attack in the Catalan capital. They confirmed that 100 tanks of butane gas were found at this house that exploded, as well as ingredients of the explosives TATP, which was used by the Islamic State group in attacks in Paris and Brussels. So they managed to break this group right now. They're trying to find all of the members, but apparently there was a bigger attack planned, and if that house hadn't blown up, that was the giveaway. When that house blew up, exploded, they were able to determine what was going on there, put the group together, and now put up roadblocks and try and catch them. But apparently the latest news is they took out the suspected driver just a while ago, and the guy suspected of plowing into the crowd last week in Barcelona. All right, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues right after this.
KABC News is live and local at 1031. I'm Jeff Whittle, and today's solar eclipse has already reached totality in parts of Oregon, and we're just past the height of our solar eclipse here in Southern California, with the moon covering 62% of the sun's surface. And KABC's own James Rojas joins us live right now from the Mount Sac Planetarium in Walnut. And what's going on there, James?
Yeah, that's right. An event like this would normally bring out 100 people, but today, I'm told around 3,000 men, women, and children have come through grabbing protective eclipse viewers. Now, Mount Sac, as you mentioned, is home to a planetarium and observatory, so people I've spoken to, they told me this was their first choice to check out this natural phenomenon. The moon has already covered as much as it's going to, but there are still lines to use some of the dozen or so telescopes. Definitely a great way to get kids interested in science. Reporting live in Walnut, James Rojas, KABC News.
Thanks, James. Now, the eclipse will end here in SoCal just before noon, and we are live streaming the eclipse right here on 790 KABC's Facebook page. President Trump will give a televised address to the American people tonight to discuss his new strategy for the war in Afghanistan, and KABC will carry the president's speech live starting at 6 p.m. tonight. As Peter Tilden mentioned, police in Spain say the suspect in last week's deadly van attack in Barcelona, Yunus Abu Yaqub, has been shot dead about 45 miles from Barcelona, and he was wearing a bomb belt at the time, and authorities announced now he's also suspected of killing the owner of a hijacked getaway vehicle. And today, city workers began restoring lanes on a key street in Playa del Rey.
Were taken away. L.A. City Councilman Mike Bonin admitted most people hated it. The L.A. Department of Transportation says it will take 2 to 3 weeks to restore a lane in both directions on Vista Del Mar. One additional travel lane southbound from Waterview Street to Imperial Highway will be returned, as will one additional travel lane northbound from Imperial Highway to Napoleon Street. Bonin had originally called the elimination of traffic lanes a safety improvement, but scores of residents and commuters objected harshly to the changes, which created more congestion in an area already known for heavy traffic. I'm Rob Marinko, KABC News.
Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. Tigers trounce the Dodgers 6-1, snapping LA six-game winning streak. Angels beat Baltimore 5-4 to take 2 of 3 against the Orioles. And Rancho Santa Margarita faces a team from New Jersey at high noon in the Little League World Series. Chargers lost to Norlands 13-7 in Carson in exhibition football. Lakers president Magic Johnson under investigation by the NBA for possible tampering regarding Paul George while he was still under contract with the Pacers. And then George later signed with Oklahoma City. That's sports on the home of the L.A. Kings, 790 KABC. We'll have traffic, a market check, weather, and more. Tilden at 10 next. KABC News Time, 10:34.
Shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow. Moon shadow, moon shadow.
But don't look up, Cat. Talk with your 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10. Continues. The eclipse. Total eclipse right now in Wyoming. And I'm going to lose my engineer in just a second. Steve's going to run out and take a look. You got your glasses, Steve, so you're cool? Okay, you got Joe's. 800-222-5222 if you want to call and give your experience. Interesting. Steve Bannon leaving the White House and going to Breitbart will have a big effect on one thing specifically, and I'll tell you what that is and why it's really very important, how it's going to impact you and me. But first, Joe Scarborough on MSNBC had a thesis on what Bannon is going to do next, which may be correct.
If I'm Steve Bannon and I look at the landscape and I look at Fox News trying to figure out exactly what it's going to be after Roger Ailes, I team up and start a conservative populist network. And I mean the money there would be outrageous. Well, look, if you do it right. Now, yeah. If you do it wrong, you're bankrupt. But the opportunities there are just extraordinary.
Look, there are two metrics, right? One is commercial success, more eyeballs, more revenue. But the other is influence. Breitbart was influential before Bannon left. They were influential in his absence. He has the capacity now, using the experience he's gained in the White House. He understands more about the world than he did 9 months ago, to increase their influence. And their influence in their offices of House Republican members is bigger on many days than Fox News is.
Yeah, I would just be surprised if he and the Mercers weren't trying to figure out a way to start a TV network that competes with Fox. We'll see that.
And they can do that, although it could be lucrative, very lucrative. It also is really expensive to launch that kind of network, and there's no guarantee that you're going to do 24 hours of programming that people are going to watch, because it's a very fragmented society right now. There's no guarantee you put up a ton of money. The Mercers have a ton of money, but you put up a ton of money. It's just, if it's not working, it's just rolling along. It's a treadmill to oblivion. So I don't know about that, but and Bannon supposedly called Jared Kushner a dope, said he's a dope, and that they're at war with the White House for those who disagree with the president. But one of the aides at Breitbart was quoted as saying something along the lines of, and if the president doesn't come along with the agenda, then we'll go after him, too. We'll do what it takes, and we'll go toward impeachment. We'll support Paul Ryan. So it could get ugly there. I'm going to take a brief break. When I come back, I do want to talk about the biggest effect, though, that Bannon, his absence could have on Trump and on us, on a big, big agenda. So I'll tell you what that is in just a moment. I'll tell you what Bill O'Reilly had to say about Bannon and the White House and the Charlottesville pushback that's been happening. And it still hasn't gone away. It hasn't diminished, by the way. Three swing states, apparently, Trump's popularity, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, is below 40%, according to a NBC Marist poll. And the Charlottesville, the backlash is continuing with cancellations at Mar-a-Lago by charities. One after the other are canceling big events there. So that is affecting him in a big way. John Kasich, Stevie's back. All right. Let me take the break. When I come back, I will tell you about the one major concern about Bannon leaving and his biggest influence on the president. And it may not jump right out at you, but it's something you should know about and be concerned about. And I'll tell you what that is next. Talk Radio 790 KBC, the phone number, 800-222-5222. I want to remind you, next hour, we're going to be playing the high-low game for $500. I also have tickets to see George Thorogood and the Destroyers at the Fox Performing Arts Center. If you want tickets for that, you'll play the news quiz. We got Arnold Steinberg coming on, political analyst, to tell you what else is happening in Washington you need to know about. So we've got a lot of show to do still. So keep it here, 800-222-5222. We'll be right back. A little bit of Pink Floyd for the eclipse, which is happening right now. 800-222-5222. If you want to call me and tell me about your experience there. You could also keep the eclipse glasses to wear when you look at your paycheck if you work for a company that you don't like and whatever. You know the drill. So I guess our eclipse glasses are worthless in about two more minutes. So it should be almost the peak here, or at some places peak close by. Tell me, 800-222-5222. So Steve Bannon leaving the White House, this is the biggest issue. China is going for their Made in China 2025 deal, where they want to be a global leader. And they want to be a global leader in information tech and machine tools and robotics and aerospace and rail transport and maritime equipment and new energy vehicles and power equipment, agricultural equipment, and advanced medical products. Okay, how do you do that? Well, what you do is you take somebody else's information as your own. So foreign companies, when you want to work with China, and I know this because a lot of the film companies are dying to get in there, the Chinese require them to surrender technology in return for their billions of folks. So either you got to surrender technology or you don't get the right to invest and sell in China. So you got that going on, and the list of companies willing to do that are the biggest firms here, Intel and IBM and Advanced Micro Devices and Qualcomm, and a lot of the automakers have to share the technology with the partners in order to produce and sell there. So China just wants to get you there, because they want to own it all, and they're going to put a lot of their own money, billions, into it. Just in the semiconductor industry, they're willing to spend almost $2 billion. So they couldn't do all of this alone, and the anticipation is China could eventually do to semiconductors and artificial intelligence and pharmaceuticals just what they've done to steel and aluminum, which has produced a global glut. Other companies go out of business outside of China. China protects its producers, and the losses fall on all these firms outside of China. They also can do it to boost their national security and get technology. China's going after the United States weapons like the F-35 Lightning. So this is what Steve Bannon, he's spending 50 to 60% of his time on China, because his whole attitude, and it is a fear that if they surpass us in most of these areas, then they can redesign the world order. They'll be in control. And they can control what the world looks like at that point and make it, start molding it, because they're that powerful. So this is what he was railing against in the White House. And the fear is, with him out of the White House, that the liberal establishment in the White House, which he's railing against, is not going to push the way he was pushed. And they'll be realignment, they'll lose their biggest champion, which was Bannon. And he pushed the hawks for positions everywhere in the federal bureaucracy, but wasn't there long enough to make that big a difference in the China-related trade actions, even though the president now is doing an investigation into the trade actions and how they affect us. He was the biggest supporter of going after China whole hog, and now with him gone, it's going to be interesting to see what the policy becomes and how we deal with China. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilton 10 continues right after this.